Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Who takes the lead on making sure your team lives up to your performance standards? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I'm going to try to make your life as a business owner just a little bit better. I hope that's okay with you. Let's be honest. Being a business owner can be exhausting. You're carrying more weight around than most of your peers, especially those that are working for someone else. At the end of the day, you don't just turn off the lights and go home. You take your work home with you. You're constantly worried about your financials. You've got to make sure there's enough cash in the bank to make payroll and keep the bills paid on time. You obsess about every negative review or every customer complaint. If you get an email or see a negative online review from a frustrated customer, it drives you nuts and you can't sleep as a result. You carry the burden for each and every one of your team members, especially when you know that they're not enjoying their job or if they have any kind of personal issue that's impacting their work. The truth is, being a business owner is challenging. Don't get me wrong, it can be very rewarding, but the reward comes with some unique and difficult challenges. That's why today I want to make your life a little bit easier. It's why my question for you this week is, who takes the lead in making sure your team lives up to your performance standards? Notice my question is not asking who sets the performance standards for your team. Clearly, that's one of your primary duties as the business owner. In fact, it's one of the five critical roles that I communicate often to my business owner clients that they should never delegate. And I just went back to see when I shared these five critical roles that a business owner should never delegate with you on this podcast, and to my surprise, I don't believe I have, at least not any time recently. So a quick heads up, I'm going to make this the topic of next week's podcast. Anyway, I was asking, who takes the lead in making sure your team lives up to your performance standards? And my strong recommendation is that the answer to this question is not you. Here's why I'm so adamant about this. As you probably know by now, I was an executive with Pella Corporation prior to becoming a business coach. I was their vice president of human resources for 3 years before getting the opportunity to run one of our business units as the president and chief operating officer. I learned a lot while I was working at Pella, and I owe much of it to my mentor, Gary Christensen. Gary was our CEO and had previously worked for Jack Welch at GE, which meant he brought with him many of the business building skills and philosophies that Jack Welch used at GE to grow that business into one of the most successful businesses of its kind. Gary would often remind me that the role of the senior-most leader was to set the vision, inspire the team, and surround himself or herself with the best talent they could find. While he clearly viewed his role as setting the performance standards and expectations, he did not see his role as being the one to enforce the performance standards. For that, he found someone who was perfectly suited for the job. In Gary's case, that person was Elmer Klosterman. Elmer was the epitome of manufacturing excellence. He spent his entire career in the field of manufacturing and became one of the most dependable, knowledgeable, and highly respected manufacturing managers on the planet. Elmer is 89 years old and has long since retired from Pella, but his reputation as the absolute best manufacturing leader ever at Pella is not disputed. I recall some of my early encounters with Elmer that have lived with me and influenced my way of thinking ever since. Everyone liked and respected Elmer, and they knew that Elmer never took shortcuts. He never allowed for performance below the high standards that Pella established. He would walk through the factory, watching and observing everything that was going on. If he saw a cart out of position, he would not move it, but rather he'd go find the area supervisor, walk them over to the cart, and ask, "What's wrong with this?" The supervisor would then correct the situation, and Elmer would let him know that the lines were painted on the floor for a reason and that there was no good reason for the cart to be out of position. That would never happen again, but if it did, he was quick to resolve the problem by finding a supervisor who would take it more seriously. If the production quality was not up to the standard, he would gather the right people and they would fix the problem on the spot. If someone's attitude was causing the production team to struggle, he would resolve the problem. If someone showed up late or wasn't wearing the proper safety gear, he would stop the production line and immediately have the situation fixed. Elmer was fair, firm, factual, and friendly, demonstrating what strong leadership looks like up close and personal. But everyone knew that Elmer was the walking, talking interpretation of whether the actual performance was good enough to meet the standard. And no one ever questioned Elmer's interpretation of good enough. That did two things for Pella. Number one, it gave confidence to the fact that every product Pella put into the marketplace was in fact the highest possible quality and delivered on the Pella promise. And number two, it allowed Gary, the CEO, to be the cheerleader, the inspirer, and the visionary without requiring him to also be the enforcer in chief. As you can imagine, when I had my chance to run a business within Pella, the first thing I did was go find myself my Elmer. I found someone who could be my number two and had the desire, capacity, and confidence to hold our team to the high standards that we had set for ourselves. This freed me up to focus on the vision, the strategy, and the customer experience, knowing with confidence that my Elmer was going to help ensure we delivered on our promise each and every day. When I meet business owners today, I often find that they fall into one of two camps. They either have a designated two person, but that person doesn't have the firm hand and conviction that they need to have in order to be the enforcer of the company performance standards, or they don't have an Elmer, and they're trying to be the enforcer of their performance standards while still trying to perform all the other important strategic roles of the business owner. In both cases, they fall short and find themselves frustrated and worn out from fighting the fight. I saw it firsthand just a week ago when I met with a business owner who had asked me to be on his board of advisors. As we talked about the business and the current challenges, it became clear that he was fighting the fight without an Elmer. I shared my experience with our Elmer at Pella, and he quickly agreed. He had a number two, but they were not behaving like an Elmer for his business. So we put a plan in place to make this happen sooner than later because it was the limiting factor for his business growth and success. Perhaps you're in a similar situation. You're working hard to lead and grow your business, but you're trying to play both roles at the same time. To be honest, it's hard to both inspire and to discipline. It's hard to look at the big picture when you're constantly being pulled into the daily details. It's hard to be enthusiastic when you're spending all your time filling the gaps in your execution or delivery. It may be time for you to find your Elmer. As you can tell, I'm a firm believer that without one, you're going to struggle, get frustrated, and want to give up. But with your very own Elmer, you'll be inspired not only to stay in the fight, but take on even bigger and harder challenges. The honest truth is, you may never find an Elmer as good as the original Elmer, Elmer Klosterman of Pella Corporation. He's truly one of a kind, but there are others out there who could grow and learn to be like Elmer. It may never rise to the level of be like Mike, but to you as the business owner, it may be more impactful to have someone who would be like Elmer for you and your business. My hope for you is that you'll find your own Elmer and make your business much, much better. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Finding the right people for the right roles in your business is of utmost importance. I'd strongly suggest you start by finding your Elmer. Then he or she will do the hard work necessary to find you more and more people to fill the gaps around them. If I can help, just let me know. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be hugely successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please take a minute to leave a review on this podcast. The more of you give this podcast a thumbs up, the more it will be found when someone who's stuck or struggling in their business is looking for some advice. Your review can help make this happen. I appreciate you for listening, sharing, and reviewing. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week because, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be discussing the five critical roles a business owner should never delegate. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.